This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, they are your full service law firm. You need not ask what type of law. Brandon Legal Group specializes in full service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call for a free consult when you are in need of legal assistance. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Brandon Legal Group are huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, playing in them, providing gifts for them, providing prizes at them. Pin Chasers, also supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, often providing free bowling for all my golfers and prize baskets, just like Brandon Legal Group does for prize drafts and grand prizes. Pin Chasers just hosted the Drew Garabo Down to Bowl fundraiser last weekend. I, of course, was out of town, out west in Vegas and Phoenix, but texted Drew Garabo and have since heard via his radio show and social media what a success it was for the sold-out event. That was specifically at 4847 North Armenia. There are two other Pin Chasers locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, just north of Tampa International Airport, and 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. Just last month, I put together my first kid's birthday party at Pin Chasers for my young friend Calvin, who was turning 9 and got a new Cowboys jersey with the number 9 on it for the occasion. All the kids, not just Calvin, all the parents and even some grandparents had a great time with an afternoon kids' birthday party at Pin Chasers. They're a destination for kids' birthday parties, cyber bowling parties, office parties, group play, cheap date night, last minute, get out of the heat, get out of the cold, get out of the rain. Follow Pin Chasers on Facebook for more ideas and their specials or visit pinchasers.net. Again, my email, if you'd like to comment on anything you hear in a Todd Wright Toddcast, is wright.todd@yahoo.com, or a topic you'd like me to address in a Todd Wright Toddcast, it's wright.todd@yahoo.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, was very active on my trip out west, at ToddWright2020, or simply request me on Facebook, old school. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. While I was out west, just want to focus in on two things as it relates to Tom Brady and the opening of the impending free agency period. I have frequented Jay Cornegay's sports books for 25 years now. Back when I was a host on Sports Radio 910 WFNS in Tampa Bay, the original sports radio station, the family that ran that station took the entire station to Vegas to do shows for, I think it was half a week, and then we got to enjoy the weekend, and then we came home. And we were at the Imperial Palace, which is now the Link, and Jay Cornegay ran that sports book. And that's where Jay and I met. And we have had a professional relationship and some occasional golf and other friendly conversations now for 25 years. A number of years ago, Jay moved from then the Imperial Palace to what was at the time the Las Vegas Hilton and is now the Westgate Superbook. And the Westgate Superbook, considered by many, and a lot of this is Jay Cornegay's presence, but with many of the upgrades in the Westgate Superbook, unfortunately, at some of the hotels and casinos in Las Vegas, because of space, the sports book has become an afterthought. Now, they're obviously going to take your money on sports wagering, but they don't give you a lot of space to watch the event you played, relax, have drinks, etc. I mean, MGM used to be fantastic. Now, the MGM Sportsbook is maybe twice the size of my condo, and I live very modestly. I always joke with friends, I love the Paris Hotel and Casino. The Sportsbook is a closet for lack of a better term. The Westgate Superbook is wonderful. It's the way it makes those of us who spend time and money on sports wagering feel welcome, feel comfortable. It's the experience that we want. And I enjoyed much of that on my trip last week to Vegas, specifically to Westgate. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Rose. Back on February 26th. Yeah. Okay. I think the odds actually opened before that, but I have the sheet from the futures and propositions that were available to grab and play while I was there. The sheet reads, for which team will Tom Brady take his first snap of the 2020 regular season? Let me just run down how the odds opened. Patriots 1-4. Raiders 6-1. There's always a Las Vegas bias in wagering on Vegas teams, much as there is on the Golden Knights. Chargers 6-1, Titans 10-1, Colts 25-1, Buccaneers 40-1, Niners 50-1, and we'll stop there. There were odds on other teams if you simply wanted to throw your money away. So when I walked to the window, this was Sunday, and I'm recording this on Friday. So the Sunday to begin this week, I walked to the window to place a number of wagers on the Masters, on the Stanley Cup, on who wins the Heisman, some XFL futures, and I forget what else, and odds to win a major golf championship, independent of the or inclusive of the Masters and the other three majors, and I also took the sheet with me on Tom Brady. Because while I have not been as passionately following this as some of you, I think I know all the pertinent information to make an educated guess, a hypothesis. While I still am of the belief, until we have a total breaking point, that Brady could end up with New England, there's no value in a 1-4 number. So I didn't even ask about that at the window. I have held the opinion for a couple of weeks now that Tennessee made sense for Brady. Not saying he was going there, just saying it made a lot of sense for him. It is the conference that he has won for years. It is a division that is annually pretty soft. You can make the argument that there are years that a Jacksonville or a Houston or an Indy are very difficult teams to play in that division. But generally, the AFC South is not on the same level as many other divisions in the National Football League. And it's been how long since any team in the AFC South won a Super Bowl? You figure that one out on your own. Mike Vrabel played with Tom Brady on, what, three Super Bowl champions. Mike Vrabel is a very successful coach with the Tennessee Titans who knocked Tom Brady and the Patriots out of last year's postseason. There is clearly something good going on in Tennessee now that they, and I've been wanting them to do this for 4 years, and they finally did, give the ball to Derrick Henry. So it just made sense to me at the 10-1 number to put some money on Tom Brady taking his first snap of the coming season with the Titans. Makes perfect sense. Not saying it was going to happen, just made more sense to me than some of the other options. When I went to the window and asked for the number had dropped from 10-1 to 8-1. I still bought it. As we speak today, recording this Toddcast on Friday, what are we, March 6th? The Titans are now the second favorite, or in essence, if Tom Brady leaves New England, they are the favorite now. The number is down from when I bet it at 8-1 to 9-2. The number for Tom Brady to stay in New England has increased, but still no money to be made there, from 1-4 to 1-2. So right now, the favorite, according to the Westgate Superbook, if Tom Brady leaves New England, is Tennessee. Now, of note, and I'm only bringing this up because I actually went back to the window later in the day because I didn't initially look down. There was no reason to look down further beyond those teams that I mentioned at any of the others and make a case there. And then I realized, buried between the Cleveland Browns on the odds sheet and the Jacksonville Jaguars, was the three words, no snap taken. And it opened at 100-1. And I even reached out to a terrific friend of mine who understands sports wagering and also loves football as passionately as I do. And I said, is this worth a crap check? Now, for those of you that have never played craps, let me explain what a crap check is. In craps, you play your primary bet or bets, but often on a single roll, you throw a couple bucks, for lack of a better term, on what's called a crap check. That covers your ass if that roll out is craps. So in essence, the no snap taken would be my crap check here. That the odds are also, the odds were very high. And there are a lot of things that can happen between now and the regular season. Remember, the proposition reads, for which team will Tom Brady take his first snap of the 2020 regular season? So insert your own scenarios where a television network throws, oh, I don't know, Romo plus money at Brady to walk away and come do TV on weekends. Brady just ends up not getting anything that he feels he's worth. And he says, you know what? I'm good. That's it. Or Brady does sign somewhere, but before he can get to the regular season, he's injured. Non-contact injury, contact injury, something happens off the field, and he's done for the year. That means he doesn't take a snap, even if he signed a contract. So I walked back to the window, and I asked them to pull up that number. When they pulled it up for me, it had dropped from 100-1 to 50-1. So there were a lot more people like me who felt the same way about this wager. I took it. Not as much money as I invested on Brady and the Titans, but as my crap check. Turns out I wasn't alone. Since I bet it on Sunday at 50-1, down from where it opened at 100-1, Brady, for no snap taken, is at 30-1. And as much as I love Mike Florio and Michael David Smith and the guys at ProFootballTalk.com, it was within the last 24 hours that they posted on there about these odds of the Westgate Superbook. And ironically, they posted it via a link from ESPN.com, which is also interesting because ESPN used to use a lot of Cornegay's stuff because he's that good. But Cornegay didn't pay for it. Then along came Caesars. And Caesars and ESPN cut a deal. They now are essentially broadcast partners. Caesars will host ESPN for a set number of like SportsCenter on the road segments per year as part of the deal. And the major part of the deal is every time ESPN quotes gambling numbers, they are courtesy of Caesars Sportsbook. Caesars is paying for this. So for an ESPN.com story to list the odds according to Jay Cornegay at Westgate, says a lot for the interest in this, and I'll give you the simple other reason. Caesars isn't offering this bet. They're not taking action on it. Jay Cornegay is at Westgate. So no snap taken had fallen to 30-1 by the time ESPN.com published the article. Down 20-1 from where I got it at 50-1. So that's where it stands. Those are the tickets I'm holding. And just explaining sort of what's going on with this. And we'll probably have an answer in about a week. Sometimes you don't need to wait until the actual free agent date. You know a day, a two, three, four in advance, things get done. So it won't be long. One other note, speaking of ProFootballTalk.com, I agree wholeheartedly with what Florio MDS and everyone at PFT has written about as it relates to, I guess it was Tom Curran made some sort of appearance on a radio show. And Curran is a respected journalist who covers the Patriots. And even he said, the favorites are the Patriots and the Titans, but the Niners are making a strong push. And that's created a bit of a buzz. The point Pro Football Talk made was, if this was bullshit, the Niners would say something. They've said nothing. So, you know what was bullshit? All that talk in the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl about how Jimmy Garoppolo is our guy. And how all this criticism of Jimmy Garoppolo is unwarranted. And how he's unquestionably their quarterback. He's the reason they were in the Super Bowl. He's our team leader. We're very happy with him. That was complete bullshit. Now, I actually said on a Toddcast going back to early September that the way the Garoppolo contract was structured, believe it or not, as fresh as it was, if the Niners wanted to walk away from the Garoppolo deal after the 2019 season, they could find a way to do it and only owe $4 million. That makes this a possibility. That if Tom Brady said, you know what? I did grow up a Niner fan. You were NFC champs last year. I could have made those throws on the last three or four drives that Jimmy G didn't. Let's do it. Then the Niners trade Garoppolo, whether it's to the Patriots or somewhere else, and they're only on the hook for $4 million in, I guess, dead money, opening the door to pay Tom Brady. So again, that talk, the 2 weeks between NFC Championship and Super Bowl about Jimmy Garoppolo, stop criticizing him, stop thinking he's not the guy. Clearly, we were on to something. And the Niners denying that we were on to something and saying that he might not be the guy, we were right, and the Niners trying to defuse the criticism was bullshit because they haven't said a word. And all it would take is Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch stepping to a microphone or going on a radio or television show of any credibility and saying, I don't know where this is coming from. Jimmy Garoppolo is our starting quarterback now, for this season, and beyond. John Lynch nor Kyle Shanahan are saying that to defuse any of this conversation on Tom Brady. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Pin Chasers. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com if you are in need of legal assistance, or visit PinChasers.net if you're looking to host a kid's birthday party, a special event for their terrific late-night specials, Sunday through Thursday. pinchasers.net. Oh, one final note. Just, I think it was Florio who wrote it, that he was stunned Jay Cornegay was offering a no snap taken wager and said, instead of 30-1, that should be 1,000-1. Well, no, Mike, that's where you don't understand sports wagering. I just gave you plenty of scenarios where Brady doesn't take a snap in the 2020 season. He gets thrown money to do broadcasting instead. He doesn't get the offer or the situation from any team he wants and just decides, I'm not going to do anything. I'm done. Or he gets injured somewhere between now and opening day and is out for the entire season. The key that Jay Cornegay taught me many years ago was every time he puts a number up, he has to take into account what's his liability on that number. And trust me, if Cornegay had put no snap taken at 1,000-1, which is where he opened the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Packers, and the Seahawks, all with basically league MVPs as their quarterbacks, he would have had enormous immediate liability with people like me throwing just a few bucks on no snap taken because things can happen that would win that bet. That's why Jay is so good at what he does. And there are others who just don't understand the liability factor as it relates to odds and think big picture. Remember, the Todd Wright Toddcast is available on many podcast platforms. You can also subscribe to this podcast and always know when the next one drops. Yes, I will be bringing back the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast probably sometime in July, and then during the regular season, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin will return as well for the first 16 weeks of the coming season. Remember to follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2020 or on Facebook. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Talk to you next time.